Thank God for that good song. Amen. I'm glad he did. Thank God for that. Amen. Matthew chapter number 10 tonight. And we'll try to say what the Lord give us tonight. Matthew chapter 10. We'll be reading in verse number 32 and verse number 33. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 32 and verse number 33. I'm glad tonight. Thank God for you that's here. I appreciate you being here tonight. May the Lord help you in the service. I pray that prayer God would touch you tonight through the Word of God. May it run swiftly to your heart. And may you get some help tonight. Thank God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. The Bible said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Amen. Here in this scripture, he's talking about confession. Amen. We know tonight that in salvation there is confession. According to Romans 10, the Bible said, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Oh, God, help us tonight to realize that confession is a big part of a child of God's life. Let's pray. Father, I submit myself to you in this hour and need your help. I pray, God, you'd use me tonight. Lord, I've nothing. I sure need the help of God, need your touch. And Lord, may what you've given me, God, come out the right way. And Lord, may it glorify your Son, Jesus. For we bow and ask this in his name. Amen. You know, when I think about this verse tonight, I want to preach on what's your confession. Amen. What's your confession? When I look at this tonight, Jesus said, "If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father which is in heaven." And I won't say you confess him by the way you live. Amen. If you live for him, that's a confession of the life that God has saved. Amen. If you confess him with your mouth, it blesses the Lord and he confess you before the Father. What is your confession tonight? Amen. Every man's got a confession. Thank God if he's been saved. If he's met the Lord, then he's got something to confess. That's right. Praise God. Only you can do it. Nobody can confess for you. It takes God, my friend, to save you. And it takes you to confess what he's done for you. And we ought to tell it. Thank God the songwriter said, "Wherever I go." In fact, when Jesus healed, thank God, that man that was a leper and cleansed him, he said, thank God that man went out and blazed abroad the matter. He was happy. Thank God that he had gotten cleansed. And it made him go out and confess who done it. I'm telling you, there's a confession tonight. For every child of God, this church confesses something. What it is, what Bible it believes. Thank God the way it believes. How it dresses, how it looks, how it conducts. It's a business here in the house of God, my friend. Thank God when we baptize somebody, that's confession to a world that they pass from death unto life. And they've identified themselves with the church of the living God. Every way you talk about confessing, thank God when you bow your head to pray, you're confessing something before a people. If you pray in a restaurant, you're confessing. Thank God to them that's around you that you are praying to God. Amen. And so there's many ways a man confesses of the Lord. And by the way we live, by the way we conduct our affair, how we do confess him. But I thought about some people in the Bible that'll testify tonight and confess of what they said about him. It's all he said, confess him. Thank God, the Bible said, before men. And he said, "I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven." I think about tonight the confession of the angel. He said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's a good confession. Amen. I mean, they
confess them angel. Amen. Told about the birth of the Son of God. Amen. I think about Peter when Jesus said, to whom men say I am. I like his confession, don't you? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. That's a good confession. That's who he is tonight. Praise his name. I'm telling you tonight, thank God. He said, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. That's a good confession. Amen. Of the centurion at the cross had a good confession when he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. Amen. Oh, yeah, he seen what Jesus did in dying on an old rugged tree. He saw the fire around him. Thank God when the earth shake and the graves were open and they walked in the city. Amen. And there's darkness, my friend, over the world for 3 hours. And he saw how Jesus, thank God, conducted himself on Calvary. And there was something that told him, amen, that he was the Son of God. I'm telling you, he had a good confession of who Jesus was. I'll tell you, wasn't John the Baptist's confession good? But he said, behold, the Lamb of God had taken away the sin of the world. He confessed him as the Lamb of God. That's who he is tonight, amen. He's the Lamb of God. He said, behold the Lamb. Thank God, I tell you, he said, he confessed to everybody that he must increase and I must decrease. I'm telling you, that's a good confession. Amen. Magnifying him and thank God, tell about him. Hey, that's a good confession. I want to say, thank God, the disciples had a good confession. Amen. They said, what manner of man is he? And even the winds and the sea obey him. Oh, yeah, on that, thank God, out there on that lake. Thank God, when they couldn't stop the storms that they were going through. But thank God, he got up out the boat and he calmed the storms. Hey, and thank God, with his own voice and prayer. Thank God, it was calm, brother. It was a great calm. And they testified and confessed, what manner of man is he? That even the sins, thank God, even the sea and the wind obey him. That's a good confession, amen. I'll tell you what, the thief had a good confession. He said, this man had done nothing amiss. Thank God, he died, praise God, beside the one that was dying for him. Amen, was taking his own sin. He had a right to forgive him because he was dying for him. And that man said, this man's done nothing amiss. Oh, that's a good confession of him, amen. And nothing that can never be said about another man. Thank God, he was wholly harmless. Undefiled, separate sinners. What no guile found in his mouth. And the thief said, this man's done nothing amiss. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to that thief, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. Praise God. That's a good confession. I thought about the angel at the tomb. Amen. When they came out there, they had a good confession. They said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Thank God, he's not here. He's arisen. Thank God, he got out of the grave. That's a good confession. Amen. You say, tell me about him. Amen. I tell you what about him. He ain't in the grave no more. Thank God, he got out of the grave. He rose again the third day. And the angel told that crowd, he's not here. He's risen. Amen. That's a good confession. Praise his name. Oh, it's a good confession by them Emmaus disciples that he walked with after his resurrection. And praise God, they said this. Oh, would you confess to us about that risen Savior that you walked with? And they said, and did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened us the scriptures? They said, my confession is, he burned my heart, amen, with the word of God. Praise his name. Hey, nobody could do nothing like that but Jesus. He opened the word of God to that crowd. Thank God, them two men. And they said, oh, did not a heart burn within us? I've got a confession to make tonight. The same Lord burned in my heart, the same scripture, amen. Thank God, I'll tell you something else tonight. You want to hear a good confession? What about Thomas? That wasn't there in the evening when the Lord appeared, and 8 days later the Lord came and showed himself to him. He had a good confession. When he seen the Lord, he said, my Lord and my God. Amen. That's a good confession because he is Lord and he is God. Amen. I'm telling you, what a confession. I mean, what a confession. within when he seen him, when he said, "My Lord and my God." Thank God. I'll tell you, the night the woman at the well had a good confession. Amen. She said, "Come see a man that told me all things ever I did is not this to Christ." Hey friend, thank God she had met him. She had a good confession. What about the blind man? Thank God in John 9. He said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed and received sight." Amen. And they said, "Well, he's a sinner." He said, "I don't know whether he is or not, but I got to confess to you. Thank God, once I was blind, now I see. That's one thing I know. I'm telling you tonight, that's one thing you know. Hey, thank God tonight. Hallelujah. He came where you said, 'I've got a confession tonight. Thank God, he opened my blinded eyes.'" Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That's the only testimony. Hey, that's that man's confession. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. I like that officer, amen, in John chapter number 7. He had a confession. He said, "Never a man speak like this man." Amen. He said, "I've heard a lot of men speak, but I've never heard a man speak like this man." That's a good confession. Amen. Thank God, when Mary went to the tomb, amen, and Jesus was there, amen, and he revealed himself unto her. And he said, "Mary," what was her confession? She said, "Rabboni," which being interpreted means master. Thank God she had a good confession because she knew him. And she was the first one to see him after the resurrection. Amen. I tell you, everybody's got a confession that you've been saved and met him. What's your confession tonight? Thank God. I told about Nathaniel when the Lord said, "I saw thee before I ever got here. I saw thee under the fig tree." Hey, he saw you where you was at. Thank God, before he ever got there, he knew where you was at. Hey, he is sitting under there, under that fig tree. Amen. And brother, I'm going to tell you this tonight. He said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Amen. I tell you, that's a good confession. Thank God that he confessed him who he is. I'm telling you, not only God can tell you who he is. Hey, praise God. He is tonight who he said he was. He told Moses, amen. He said, "When you go, tell him I am sent you." Amen. That's right. Thank God. He said, "Jacob, who is he?" He said, "He's the one I wrestled with." Thank God. And I wouldn't let him go till he blessed me. Amen. And he said, "I saw God face to face." I'm telling you tonight, friend, everybody's ever met him's got a confession. Hey, thank God. I'll tell you, from the old to the new, there's a confession of who he is tonight. Amen. Praise his good name. Oh, I think about these tonight in the Bible that confessed him. Oh, yeah, I think about John that said he's the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank God. I think tonight, my friend, amen, of that man in Mark 7 that Jesus, thank God, healed, that was deaf and dumb. Notice what he said about him. He had a confession. He was astonished beyond measure and saying, and it said this about him. He had, hallelujah, thank God, he had done all things well. He don't never do nothing, thank God, unless it's well. Amen. I'm glad I got a confession tonight. I to tell you that he's always done all things well. He's never missed a beat, never missed a lick. He's everything he said he was. He's everything, thank God, amen, that I've ever looked for, that my heart ever searched for, that he's the one, thank God, that came and saved me. Amen. He had done all things well. Amen. Notice this. He said he maketh, thank God, both the deaf to hear, that was us, and the dumb to talk. Amen. That was us, wasn't it? Amen. We never heard from him, but to God, hallelujah, thank God, opened our ears and made us hear what he had to say. And then, thank God, he gave us a voice to talk and tell others about him. I tell you, isn't he good tonight? I'm telling you, he's a good Lord. I don't know nobody like him. I can recommend him tonight. I've got a confession. Thank God, he's the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank God.
Amen. I'll tell you something else too. Oh, I'll tell you, somebody made a great confession of him. That was the Father. Amen. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Oh, that's a good confession. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you this tonight, dear neighbor, that he said, if you'll confess him, he'll confess you. I've got something to confess tonight, that he's my Lord. That, thank God, he saved me. I'm telling the difference from heaven and hell tonight. That's seeing him who he is. That's the difference between heaven and hell, Brother Danny. That's seeing Jesus for who he is. I'm telling you, that Jews couldn't see who he was. But I tell you, I've seen one day who he was. I've seen, thank God, through a supernatural way, who he is. That made the difference. It'll make a difference. And you ever see who he is? Amen. That's the difference of heaven and hell.
That's right.
I really believe that.
That's right.
I really believe that.
Damn.
See, that's why the Jews can never confess him.
Right.
They never seen him who he was.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
They said, but if men have received him, them gave he power. Because the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. But they never seen who he really was.
Right.
Do you know on the day of Pentecost, in the book of Acts chapter 2, Peter stood and said, Let the whole house of Israel know. Let that one ye have crucified. He said, you've crucified him. And slain with wicked hands. Have God made both Lord and Christ. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart.
That's right.
They wasn't ready, and they were pricked in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And they said, repent.
That's right.
That's what's God do.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what they were saying. Listen, and right away I tell you, this is right. He studied it out. He was saying, you got to change your mind.
Exactly.
Who Christ is.
That's it. That's it.
He had already called their sin that they hung him on the tree.
Yep.
By the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
It was he was already foreordained to go.
Sure.
But they didn't see who he was.
That's right.
In fact, Corinthians said if they'd known who he was, they wouldn't have crucified him. And this way he said, repent! Repent!
Yeah.
You've got to repent! You've got to change your mind.
Yeah.
Who this man is.
Yes.
Right. Because they rejected him. They rejected him. They said no to the chief cornerstone. They said no! They said you got to repent.
That's right.
Then you got to be baptized. For the purpose of identifying yourself with who you believe.
Amen.
That's what baptism is. It's your confession of who you believe in.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm glad I'm not in the middle of the road. I know who I believe in. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. That's his confession, thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. So, Mr. Paul, could you give a confession? He said, I'd be happy, O King. That's what he said. He testified before Agrippa of who Jesus is and what Jesus done for him. And over there in Timothy, he told, thank God, he told Timothy, he said, I know whom I have believed.
Yes.
That's his confession.
Amen.
And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible said in verse 41 of that chapter, they said, and they gladly. They wasn't fighting it no more.
Amen. That's right.
They gladly received the word.
Yeah.
And was baptized.
Mm.
And they added to them 3,000 souls.
Right.
That day. And I'll tell you what, it didn't stop there. They confessed to him by joining the church and going to the church. And they said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in breaking of bread and in prayer. They was confessing something. You see, everything you do for God, you're making a confession. It's more, my friend, than a one-time trip. I'm doing an altar. It's a lifetime life. What think ye of Christ? You know, Pilate made a good confession in one place where he said, I find no fault in him. His wife even made a confession of a dream. She said, have nothing to do with this righteous man, for I've suffered in a dream about him. I'm saying all through the scripture, I could preach to that, thank God. Amen. Martha and Mary could say, I make a confession, I've seen him. Thank God, say to my brother, Lazarus, I say unto thee, come forth. I confess, I've seen. Thank God, the dead made alive. My old brother come out of the grave. My old brother sat at the table with him again. I've seen it happen with my own eyes. I pray I've seen it done. Amen. That's right. You know, Jesus didn't get the trial. He owed it to God. They could have brought the blind man on trial and said, would you testify this man? And he could sit on the seat and said, one day I sat by the roadside begging. I was blind. And I heard a crowd say, Jesus of Nazareth passing by. And I started crying out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And so he said, I want to tell y'all now, Jesus came where I was at and opened my blinded eyes. And can I tell you? Can I tell you? Can I tell you who opens the eyes of the blind? Bring another witness in. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. They brought a woman into the street.
Yes.
He said, one day I saw the Lord go in a Pharisee's house. He sat at his table. And my heart was broke over my sin. And when I went in, I fell at his feet and wept tears over him. Took the hairs of my head and wiped his feet. And he told me to go in peace. And I hadn't been the same sins. He said, bring another witness to the stand. Thank God I see a little old man come up to the stand. He said, can I testify of him? One day, I know he was passing through Jericho. And I heard about him. And I went to see him, but I couldn't see him because y'all men see my stature. And he said, I wanted to see him so bad, it was in my heart, that I went and caught the sycamore tree. And he said, you know, when I got in that sycamore tree to look for him, did you know that he come right to where I was at? And he stopped by my sycamore tree.
That's right, preacher.
And he said, Zacchaeus, come down. Thank God, we're going to your house. Amen. And he said, you know what? When the master spoke, I acted. And I come down and I received him joyfully. And Jesus went home with me that day. I've never have been the same. Oh, what a wonderful Lord I know. What a wonderful Savior I know. And that whole crowd, that religious crowd's looking at him. And they say, away with him, bring another. He didn't get the fire trial. He ought to God.
No, that's right.
They lied on him. That's right.
Sure.
Amen.
That's right.
Sure, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to tell you tonight, that's a good confession.
Right. Yeah.
Over 26 years ago, he done for me what I couldn't do for myself.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never found no fault in him. He's always done right.
Right.
And then real in my heart.
Amen.
And I guarantee you I can start with these men tonight. And these women tonight. And I'd say, would you make your confession? That ain't what the religious world wants to hear. They want to hear about what you've done. But it's not what I've done, it's what he's done. What the Lord's done. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. If you'll confess him before men, he said, I'll confess you before the Father. But if you deny him before men, he'll deny you before the Father. I want to say again, I confess him as Lord tonight. I never have made him Lord. He always has been. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess of what who He is. He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. I mean, every knee one day will bow before Him. Every knee will confess who He is. They might not now, but one day they will. It don't matter who it is. Ain't got every church member. Amen. Every president is. Everybody's ever lived. One day they're going to bow before Him. One day they're going to bow before Him. One day they're going to say to Him, Thou art Lord. That's who You are. Hey, God, You're Lord. And it's to the glory of God the Father. That's who He is. You have to confess Him. One day you're going to bow before Him. You're either going to bow in thanksgiving or you're going to bow in judgment. You're going to bow before Him. It said every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. Every knee will bow. And they're going to make a confession on that day. They might never might have made it, Brother Wayne, in this life. But one day they're going to. They're going to make a confession. Hey, friend, they're going to confess who He is. They're going to bow their knee before Him. And they're going to look in His eyes. Amen. And see the wounds in His hands. And they're going to say, You're the Lord. Thou art Lord. And it's going to glorify the Father. Because He both made Him Lord in Christ. There's a confession coming one day. Of everybody. They going to bow on their knee before Him. Are they going to bow? Amen. Yes. Who He is. He's Lord.
Yeah.
He demands righteousness. That you don't have.
Right. That's right, brother.
His law says you must live perfect. That you can't do. And I'll tell you what, listen to me. If you don't get saved, you'll be judged by the law.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're a lawbreaker. Because you broke it in one point, you're guilty of it all. So there's going to be a confession who He is. He's Lord. I will never, by the grace of Almighty God, ever say that you have to make Him Lord.
That's right.
You can't do it. God's already beat you to it. That's who He is. That's who He is. He's Lord of glory. That's where He come from. He come from glory.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. He's the Lord of salvation. He's the only one that can impart it. And give it to you. So whose hands are you at? You're at the hands and the mercies of the Lordship. Salvation.
That's right.
You can't get saved until salvation becomes of the Lord to you.
That's right.
There ain't a person you can save. There's not a person you can keep saved.
Right.
It's all of the Lord. He said in Jonah 2 and 9, He said salvation is of the Lord. That's a confession Jonah made.
Amen.
And he made a good one right there, buddy.
Right.
He spent three days and three nights in a whale's belly.
Yeah.
But before he ever got out, he got delivered by knowing a good confession, salvation is of the Lord.
Yeah.
Deliverance is going to come from the Lord. Amen. That's what salvation is. And that's a good confession, Mr. Jonah. Thank God, because when he got out, he got to doing what God called him to do. Hey, friend, I'm just saying, how about your confession? What is your confession? Jonah's was salvation of the Lord. I'll tell you, he's a God of deliver. He delivers, is what I'm saying. He only delivers in salvation. He'll deliver you in hard situations. I'll tell you what the king said about him. He said, I see the fourth man.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
I want to read that thing. I believe that boy said in the book of Daniel. You see this right quick. Daniel. Testify there, Brother Reverend, why I find this. Yes, sir.
Verse 2.
And God opened my blinded eyes that I might see.
Yes.
Been good to me. I have to say like.
Amen.
Paul said, I find no fault in it.
That's right.
No need of doubt. And he's never
let me down. Right.
I failed me.
Yes.
I failed him. I've come short of his glory, but he's never come short. Not one time.
Right.
Good hand of mercy, strong arm, wrecked out.
Amen. That's right.
He has delivered me.
Thank you, Lord.
Me for some tough situation. Most importantly, saved my soul.
Amen.
Sin and hell.
Amen. That's a good confession.
Amen.
Listen to this here. Listen to what the king went. He went to them boys and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. What's your confession, boys? If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of that hand, O king. But be it that if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I preached on what we do when the heat's turned up. He turned the furnace up 7 times hotter. Had men to throw them in. Them men that throw them in died.
Right. Right.
What's your confession, Mr. Nebuchadnezzar? Well, he looked in the furnace. That's right. What's your confession, sir? Didn't we throw 3 men in?
Yeah.
But the 4th in there's likened unto the Son of God. How he know that? Right.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, he's a delivering God. Amen. We don't serve a weak God. We serve a God that delivers. Amen. That's right. He delivered them boys from the fiery furnace. And when they came out, Nebuchadnezzar made a confession and said, there's not another God like their God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel made a confession when they said, they signed a decree, said we wasn't going to pray. He just made a confession. He went up to his window and prayed.
Right.
I mean, you won't hear what I got to say about that tonight. Listen to me. There ain't nobody in this world to keep you from praying.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
I don't care what Obama says.
Right.
I don't have no confidence in him. I got more confidence in a billy goat than I would him.
Amen.
At least he knows how to butt.
Right.
He don't even know what his purpose is.
That's right.
You know why? You want me to tell you why? He's under the control of Satan.
That's right.
Now, I'm not going to get off on all that because I'm trying to take it down to where I want to go. But I will tell you this. A lot of people make a false confession. But a real confession is what you live. What I live. And he's the same in the morning as he is today. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, friend. He is our Lord and our God. As Thomas said, he's the Lord of salvation. Jonah said, salvation's of the Lord. Hey, if you get saved, it'll be because the Lord saved you. And I'll say this, he's the Lord of our lives. That means he's in control of it. Talked to Brother Hall this week. He's been having bad problems with his blood pressure. Tank preached. Brother Hall preached wide open. After he gets through preaching, his blood pressure just dropped. Go like 70 over 60. Been in and out of the hospital. I mean, been in and out of the hospital 3 and 4 times. Sometimes up to 10 days. They've been running all kind of tests up there at Nashville Hospital. And he told me the other day, he said, Brother Hyatt, he said, I done been there. I'm part of all the tests. He said, I realize, no, they don't want me to preach the way I preach. Because they said that can cause your blood pressure to drop out using that kind of motion and that kind of unction to preach. And you know, and the doctor said this to me. He said, I know what kind of preacher you are. He said, I was raised at Old Missionary Baptist Church. And he said, I know them men just don't get up and talk. He said, I can tell what kind of preacher you are. They ain't nothing to just talking to you. That's an old-fashioned hellfire brimstone preacher. And he said, I know that you can't preach no less than that.
Right. That's
right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let me give you this confession. You told it to me. His son-in-law was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Thank God he got a good report, and that's all this is. He's got to have. I mean, it don't sound like it's that weak, but it could have been on his, all over his body, and God protected him. And the doctor thinks everything's going to be all right.
But the doctor told Mr. Mike Plummer, if I'm right.
Yes.
He said, when I got prostate cancer, he said, I got under conviction about being a lost man.
Right.
He told him, he said, I got saved because of prostate cancer.
Yeah.
That's what he said. That's a good confession. That's right. I'm going to tell you what, friend, listen to me tonight. I know there's a lot of things we can go through, but I'm telling you, there'd be nothing worth going to hell over. Hey, what would a man give in exchange for a soul? There's nothing, my friend. It don't matter what a man has to go through to get saved. It'd be better than go to hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
This is what Brother Hall told me. I talked to him. I called him on the phone the other night. He said, Brother, I don't tell you this. This is what I've been thinking about. I really been having a problem with knowing I can't preach the way I used to and preach every service. He said, but I come down to it, Brother Hyde, that God is in control.
Amen.
And whatever my lot is, whatever God wants for my life,
amen,
I can rest in it. And that man that wrote that song, "It Is Well With My Soul," I'm pretty sure he lost some family members at sea. His whole family wasn't it? And that's where he wrote that song, when he went back across that water. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. I'm going to ask good confession in the face of adversity. I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow, but I do have a confession to make. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what tomorrow holds. He knows what the next day holds. He knows what next week holds. He knows what next year holds. Hey, listen tonight. I must confess He's Lord up to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He knows what to do when it gets there.
That's right.
Don't raise your hand when I ask you a question. How many of y'all worry about tomorrow? Most of our worries about things we can't do nothing about anyhow. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. Amen. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. And people didn't write that song just thinking of, I'm going to write a little old poetic song.
That's right.
They wrote them songs by experience and confession of what God had done for them. That's right. Jesus Himself said, if you'll confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. What's your confession? What's your confession? I preached on a confession this morning. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. There's all kind of confessions in the Word of God that confess what He's done for them. Thank God it ought not take us long, my friend. Thank God to bring out a confession or a testimony of the grace of God and what the Lord's done, because it's in our hearts. Hey, we got something to say. Said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The greatest confession you got is what Paul said. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. That's right.
Amen.
What's your confession? Do you know Him tonight? Has there been a time you met Him?
I didn't say meet a doctrine. I didn't say meet a religion. I didn't say meet a form. I said meet a Lord. The only one true and living Lord.
Amen.
That's Jesus. Do you know Him? Do you love Him? Do you confess Him? Do you worship Him? Seek us such to worship Him. How is it with you and Him? Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you being here.